the season looked like it was going to break. We've had a few better storms sort of on the place, very narrow. But the heat that we've had since then just buggered everything up, eh? Like, you know, as the green pick was coming up, it was burning off as quick as what it was coming up. But east is probably our cut-off point. You know, if we haven't had anything by then, winter rain's only a bonus, really. You don't rely on it. So hopefully we get something before then.
One of the things I found really interesting talking tonight around the dinner table, Garth, was about how little rain, or it seems like a little amount of rain, you need for things to turn around, I guess. Explain what you need in that gauge.
Well, our average rainfall is 7 inches, which is 175 mil a year. But you can, if you get the rain the right time, like from now, you know, March is probably the best time to get rain. If you get, you know, 4 or 5 inches then, it'll see you right through the year, eh? Like you've got a bit of growing time. You know, if you get sort of from March to April, it's still not really cold, so you get your grasses growing and, you know, your flinders and whatever else. But, like, it's very, very responsive country, you know. Like, you don't have to have, as people say, they think they live on rocks, these cattle out here, but the country's that, like, if you had sort of 20-inch rainfall, you know, the blocks, all the stations around here, they wouldn't be as big as what they are, because you'd be able to make a living off little blocks.
How big are we talking? What's the size of Clunie and how many head do you run?
Clunie's about 1.3 million acres. That's probably average size, I suppose. I think there's 14 ratepayers in the Shire, rural ratepayers, 95,000 square kilometres. So. But, yeah, so cattle, well, generally we run about 10,000 head of cattle. At the moment we've got about 4,000. We've had 4,000 for the last couple of years. We're lucky we've got this water drain replacement scheme. Otherwise, 12 months ago, there were no water holes before the rain just started this year. Like, they'd all dried up, and we'd had like 300 kilometres of artesian water and watering points around the joint, and that was the only permanent water that we had on the place. So they don't want to bugger it up with the, you know, all the bloody gas and whatever else they go around, you know, inside there, because, you know, it'd be the end of all this country if anything happened to the artesian basin, eh?